that revelation, we understand by our reason that Jesus was not giving the Spirit to the disciples in John 20. He gave it to the disciples in Acts chapter 2, and he called it the baptism of the Spirit, or the promise of the Father, or receiving the Holy Ghost, whatever, however you want to say it. All those things are in the Scripture. That is revelation, and that is where we start building right doctrine. And as I said, if the disciples already had the Spirit before the day of Pentecost, then what is the promise? The promise of the Father is the Spirit. In Ephesians, the first chapter, Paul mentions what the Spirit does to those who receive it. In other words, those who are baptized with the Holy Ghost, as the disciples were in Acts chapter 2. He told them there, speaking of Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Receiving the Spirit, being baptized with the Spirit, being sealed with the Spirit, receiving the promise, it's all the same thing. No one receives the Spirit and later are baptized with the Spirit and begin to speak in tongues. It's just not in the Scriptures. Jesus himself, by the way, was sealed by the Spirit at the River Jordan. In John 10, he said, "The Father sealed me." We know now, as we've done this study, why the disciples had to wait until Pentecost to receive the Spirit, the promise of the Father. We know that the Spirit could not have been given until Acts chapter 2, when Jesus ascended to the Father and offered himself for the sins of the world. Revelation is given to us why the Spirit could not have been given before Acts chapter 2. You remember the scripture from John 7 where Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, just as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And then the explanation is given, but he was speaking of the Spirit which those that believe on him should receive, because the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. What is glorification? When was Jesus glorified? A glorified body will outshine the sun. A glorified body is a spiritual body, a celestial body, an immortal body, a body without scars, without bruises, without missing parts. When Jesus rose from the dead, he still had scars from his crucifixion because he still was in that natural body. He wasn't glorified. The glorified Christ was seen by John in the book of Revelation, and it made him pass out like a dead man, he said. Jesus appearing in the room where the disciples were hiding frightened them, but it didn't make them pass out with that glorified body that outshined the sun. A glorified body is like this. Let me read it to you. Let me read you what John saw in Revelation, the first chapter, when he caught a glimpse and a vision of the glorified Christ. He said, "I saw one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot. And he was girt up to the chest with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet were like unto fine brass, as if burned in a furnace, and his voice was as the sound of many waters." And that's when he said in verse 17, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man." That's not the kind of body Jesus had when he rose from the dead and visited his disciples for 40 days. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul says that when Jesus returns, we'll be given bodies like his glorious body. Daniel prophesied that the resurrected saints would shine as the stars. Those shining bodies will have no wounds on them, no scars, no blemishes. If you've got scars on your body the way I have from injuries when I was younger, they won't be there anymore with a glorified body. The blemishes are going to be gone. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he took his killed, mortal, natural body to offer it to the Father for our sins. And when the Father accepted it, he glorified the Son and gave him an eternal body. When Jesus was here on earth after his resurrection, he showed his disciples the nail prints in his hands and the wound in his side. And then he ascended to the Father to be glorified. And when that happened, the Spirit came as proof of it. That's why all those in the Old Testament who believed in God and trusted God died without receiving the promise.